This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Alex Hoban, winner of Series 1 of Channel 4's The Circle, and this is Part 7 of Dishonest Fun, the official Circle podcast. Each episode, a panel of celebrities, comedians, and experts help me dive into the fascinating world of human behaviour, on and offline. Today, we're talking about catfishing, something I know a lot about. Consider this your spoiler warning, though. If you haven't seen the first 8 episodes yet, then go and watch them on all 4 first before we give the game away. Catfishing is such a big part of the game. I think it's time we really got into this. How common is it outside of the circle? Why would somebody choose to be a catfish in real life? Where does the word even come from? And why is everyone on the circle so obsessed with either catching them or being them? With me today to answer these questions and many, many more, a catfish royalty Sam Thompson, his fishy friend Pete Wicks, who we saw on the Celebrity Circle, and our trusty resident expert, social psychologist Alex Kratosky. Welcome, guys. How are you doing?
Hello, good sir.
I'm fabulous.
Yeah, hello.
Very happy to be here.
Pete, apologies about the fishiness.
No, it's fine, mate. You go fuck yourself.
Welcome, guys. Welcome. All right. So to kick the podcast off, we do this every time. I want to put your skills of deception to the test, and you need to present to me a fact about yourself. It could be true, it could be false, and I get to ask one question to decide if it's absolute cobblers or if it's true. Alex has done this before, so I'm expecting big things from you, Al, today.
No more Scottish accents, okay?
Exactly. Okay, fair. So we'll start with you, Pete. Give me your fact.
I have broken my nose twice.
Okay, so my question, well, I don't need to ask a question, but I'm just going to observe you on the screen quickly. I mean, it's very straight for something that's broken. However, the stereotype of Essex would be that that's been fixed cosmetically. So,
also the second break could have just put it back into place.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too.
Also, the stereotype of an Essex lad is they like a fight, don't they? So, you know.
Yeah, true. Didn't think about that.
The stereotype of a Chelsea lad is they like a
duel.
A joust.
Okay, Pete, one question for you. How did you break it the first time?
Right. So basically, the story that I tell people or the story that makes it sound better.
It feels like you're trying to buy yourself some time here.
So basically, the story that I tell people is that I did it boxing. The actual story is that I was sparring, but actually I did it when I was jumping out of the ring trying to be flash and caught my leg on the top rope and actually went flying down on my face.
Okay. Jeez.
So technically still boxing, just doesn't sound quite as cool when you say I fell over.
Okay, for me, that's true, purely because I can imagine that happening very clearly in my head. Is it true or false?
It's true.
Yes! I'm telling you. I'm on a streak at the moment, I think. Actually, last time I got it very wrong. Sam,
yeah.
What about yourself?
Sam's just trying to think of anything that might make him sound semi-interesting, and we could be here a while.
I got my first girlfriend at the age of 22.
How old are you now, Sam?
28.
28. Okay, so I was going to say, if you're on Made in Chelsea, you've probably either in a relationship or having some drama around your relationship to get that airtime. I'm going to say that that's false. Also, you're a very good-looking chap, if I may say so myself. Straight man, straight man, straight man.
I'll take that to the bank.
Yeah. So yeah, you've got to have been, you've got to be in there. Well, unless you went to an all boys school, which is very plausible.
I actually did. I went to a mixed school, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So you said false. It's actually true, mate. If I if I take the hood down and really show you my face, not that good looking. and was terrified of women until I was terrified of women until I could get drunk enough to approach them, and that sort of happened, I suppose, around the age of the early 20s. I was a late bloomer.
Alex, we'll move on swiftly. What's your fact for today?
I spent a year as a trapeze artist.
Oh, that's amazing.
Flying trapeze, yeah. Not static, flying.
I'm trying to remember.
I'm 5'10", people. This is not a tall person's game.
In the first episode you were on, you definitely said something about a circus man, I feel, in America. Some American circus guy that...
Did I?
Okay, I think it's true.
Okay, so it's partly true, as all the best lies are. I was only on the flying trapeze for 3 months, but I do have injuries to show for it. I used to do flying trapeze on the Santa Monica Pier, where they have a trapeze school. Wow.
Does that make you very flexible then, Alex?
In absolutely no way whatsoever, which is why I am not a professional trapeze artist, but instead a psychologist who sits in a dark room and talks into a microphone instead.
And there's Pete's way of turning it sexual.
Yeah. It's got a spice life, huh?
Hey, listen, that dark room.
Exactly. She turned it more sexual than me because I'm just thinking of you in a dark room now, bud.
Is this the so-called brilliant flirting that Paul Carrick Brunson said you're capable of? We're going to press on. My first question for you, Alex. So this episode is all about catfishing, and I thought I'd ask you, as a psychologist, to talk to us about the term catfish. Where does it come from? And ultimately, what does it mean?
Yeah, so catfishing, it has been around forever. I mean, really extraordinary scam artists have been around since, I mean, great literature has been written about them. So we don't have to think too hard about the fact that it hasn't existed before the internet. It certainly has. Mm. But the term catfish, actually, I remember discovering it myself after I'd been online for more than a decade, because it was a movie that was called Catfish. And that is why we call catfishing catfishing. Yeah. Like, I just knew it as somebody who was scamming somebody, or somebody who was just who wasn't telling the truth online.
Sam, I see you nodding intently there. Have you done loads of research on catfishing before you and Pete got stuck into the show?
Look, mate, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to level with you right now. I didn't even know who Rachel Riley was until I stepped foot inside the flat. I'm going to be honest. I left a lot of it down to Pete. And I think that, you know, he carried a lot more of the knowledge. I didn't really know much about catfishing, to be honest. No one's ever pretended to be me. I've never pretended to be anyone else. It was a weird one because we also didn't even really know the girl who we were being catfished off. So I'm quite impressed with how we did, to be honest. And it is worrying because it does honestly look like we're better women than men.
you picked a very hard character with Rachel because of her math knowledge and...
Nah, you would think that, but Peter Wicks is a very, very intelligent human being.
The best bit for me, and this is spoiler alert, guys, just again, spoiler alert here. When you guys were on the Celebrity Circle and doing your step challenge, my favourite piece was when you said, "Ah." Step count was, and it was up on the screen, and then you were both freaking out like, oh no, we've given the game away, we've said ah collectively.
Do you remember that, Pete?
Yeah, there was a few times throughout the experience where, obviously doing it as a two but trying to be one person, there was a couple of times when we would say we, our, us, and all that sort of stuff, and then we'd have to read it back. So when we'd kind of say what we needed the message to be, we'd have to read it back again, and then one of us would click. But there was a few times where we nearly shot ourselves in the foot.
The amount of times that I can see it now in my mind's eye, that Pete would be on the right of the sofa, sort of in between the sofa and the TV, looking at me, just doing this. Why are you saying this? No, Sam, that's not what we should be doing, Sam. Honestly, it was always you in between the sofa and the TV, sort of stood there, and it was always the same thing you'd be saying. That's what I remember from the circle.
I have a question for all three of you guys, actually, because all three of you have, you know, pretended, not only pretended to be somebody else, but pretended to be women. How Like, what were the things that you thought, oh, I know it's a marker of being a woman. I know how to do being a woman.
Liberating.
What?
I'll answer quickly for me and Sam. Sam had absolutely no input in trying to be a woman because his version of being a woman was to tell everyone that he was drunk on wine and dancing around the flat naked. So we didn't do it at any point, but that's what in his head he imagines a woman to do. So it was more me. It was more me that dealt with that. But because we had Rachel Riley and she was married and she had a daughter, we thought we'd just go down the nice girl route and just be kind of like, you know, like girls have like little cliques, don't they? So we sort of tried to set up.
We were like the mum. We were like the mum of the group, almost.
Yeah, we went down the. We decided to go down the kind of mum route of just being the really nice, supportive girl, because women are generally a lot more supportive than men.
You did not go to my school.
He didn't go to school.
Pete, have you ever been catfished or have you ever met somebody in real life and been like, you look a bit different?
In the industry that we work in, pretty much everyone you meet in real life looks fuck all like their Instagram. So we get catfished all the time. But I once had a guy using my pictures in Sweden and he called himself Gabriel and he had like 50 odd thousand followers. Had been using my pictures for a couple of years, just sending messages to girls and getting them to send money and pictures and all sorts of stuff. And it was only when a few of these girls had started to message me, I started to click onto it. And then it basically hundreds and hundreds of women that he'd done it to.
Wow.
I asked him to forward the pictures, but he wouldn't.
So he was just living the dream as you. What a fair play to him.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever really been catfished. Sam, you have, haven't you?
Basically, there was a time when I was very, very young and I used to play RuneScape and someone stole my armor once.
Oh, and that's happened to me too, mate.
Oh, no way!
That's happened to me too.
Yes, boy!
I had some rune armor. He put it in the thing for me to buy. I gave him all the coins.
Yeah, mate!
And then he took everything.
Fucking honestly, it eviscerated my confidence for like years afterwards, mate.
Yeah, scarring.
Oh, Alex, you fucking legend.
What we've just discovered there is you two are fucking pathetic.
Mate, that cyber security wasn't even around back then.
Mate.
And if it was now,
nothing you could do about it, mate. You just got to fucking accept that you've been shafted and move on. Horrible.
Imagine, we're still living with that scarring.
Thank you,
but
it is fucking scarring. But Pete doesn't quite understand because he never used to play computer games back in the day. But mate, it's scarring. I couldn't trust anyone for years afterwards. That's why I cheated on my first girlfriend.
Pete and Sam, a quick question for you. When you went on the show, why were you decided to play Rachel Riley instead of play yourselves?
And the main reason is that Sam's very aggravating and not many people like me. So we thought it would be a better idea to play someone that people might like, because both of us are essentially dickheads.
But also, we like to win, and we thought that who's the most sort of likeable, not going to sort of like piss anyone off kind of person. If you're Gemma Collins or someone like that, there's what can you really do? Because everyone knows so much about her that you can't really do your own spin on her.
We couldn't imagine anyone finding a reason not to like Rachel Riley. Like she's so just nice.
That's true,
like
too.
You're not going to go, oh yeah, Rachel Riley, she's a right knob, are you? Like no one's going to say that. They're not, and also not that many people, other than seeing her on Countdown, know loads about her. So we thought we'd be a good person because it's not like her whole life is in the media all the time. So it would be less chance of us getting caught out if we play someone that people know of but don't really know.
The interesting thing for me about that series was that you guys, well, obviously Pete, you knew Gemma from your time on Only Wears Essex, and everyone always knows each other in the industry. So there's lots of people who knew things about other people and were like trying to gauge if they were real or false. It was so interesting to see that. That's like another layer that you guys had.
Well, what I love, mate, is actually that Denise Van Outen, Pete, at one point was like, oh, I know Rachel. We didn't know this. And we were just like, oh, we actually played fucking well. The fact that the girl who knew her thought that we were her. Pete and Sam,
true.
A couple of bellends. Like, we nailed that.
That is true. Alex, to bring you into this, why do people catfish, particularly outside of the circle?
I mean, it's interesting that you guys both play games. Sorry, Pete, you're not going to be part of this one. Because a lot of people do what's called gender play in those spaces. They just sort of try on somebody else's clothes, like quite literally, and not to sound like Buffalo Bill, somebody else's skin in virtual environments, just to kind of see what it feels like. And it's actually a really, really, really important part of personal and social development, just to figure out what it feels like to be somebody else. And in the good old days of the internet, when there wasn't as much consequence, when our online self and our offline selves weren't quite as closely tied to one another, it was a place where you could do that. It didn't have a lot of consequence. You might not have been scamming anybody. You might not have been trying to steal somebody's armor or, you know, getting thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds out of somebody. You just decided that you wanted to see what it was like. And people did that, and they developed both empathy, but also the skills to recognize what it was that made somebody somebody else. So it's actually a really, really important part of play.
Sure.
But we just can't do it online anymore.
In terms of staying in character, I found it really hard. I was in character for 4 weeks. How hard was it for you two to stay in character?
Loved it, mate. Honestly, I'll be Rachel Riley tomorrow. It was. But I did Big Brother back in the day where, like, you know, if you're ever feeling a little bit down or something, there's always that nice mother character. And it was quite nice to just be that person and not be anxious Sam and Pete.
Go on, Pete.
Yeah. Sam, shut the fuck up, because that is absolute rubbish. Basically, Sam spent the entire week as a fucking child, right, who I looked after like his father. So actually, I was like his mother for the entire week. So for me to be like Rachel Riley and motherly was, you know, I was in character in that respect, because I did have a child living with me. He spent the entire time when we weren't on the circle bit talking, driving remote control cars into my feet and throwing stuff at me. And asking me to cook him fish fingers and potato smileys.
No. We had vegan fish fingers and potato smileys, and they were delicious because you made me eat vegan, because everyone pizza vegetarian or vegan or whatever, and he wouldn't let me have meat. And we played a lot of Connect Four. We bonded a lot. I was just going through a breakup at the time as well, and we became real brothers. So we wore matching pajamas, and then before we went to sleep, we'd be like, night mate, love you, lights off.
No, none of that happened. So basically...
I can't handle this, guys. This is too much.
I know, I feel like I'm being catfished right now. I'm not sure who's true. What's going on?
Go on, Pete.
What basically happened was, I think for both of us really, is when we weren't being Rachel on the circle, when the chats weren't open and all that sort of stuff, we basically just tried to do anything that was kind of us, because I think we didn't want to get caught up in it too much, because we half wanted to enjoy part of the time we were there, I think. So as soon as the circle chat opened, we switched into Rachel mode. But outside of that, I found it quite hard.
Pete found it very hard. There were a couple of times where Pete would go take himself off. We would like come back and be like, I think I'm losing my mind a little bit, mate.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
So we're gonna move to our part of the show where we listen to a clip, and this is a web of catfishing that's going on here that I'm going to introduce to you guys. So we're in Circle Series 3, and there's one catfish who's on to a very strong start. So it's a person called Felix, a handsome military lad, played by a woman called Natalia. Earlier in the day, Felix asked Manrika to be his Circle girlfriend in the group chat. And now the young lovers discuss another suspected catfish called Gemma, who is an NHS nurse played by Hunter from Gladiators.
Who's my friend?
Has everyone got this? Okay, good. Play the clip.
Okay, Circle message. Now that you've got your hashtag Circle boyfriend, you know you can always talk to me about anything. My ears are bigger than my mouth, and this place wouldn't be the same without your absolute fire selfies keeping me going.
Felix, now that you've got your hashtag Circle boyfriend message, you've got your hashtag Circle girlfriend, so right back at you. Send.
Kind of want to open up to her. Circle message. Glad you like a ballsy side. I'm definitely not afraid to say it how it is. If I'm honest, I was pretty pissed off this morning. I've decided I'm not going to trust any conversations with Gemma from here on. Send.
Ah, yes! This is what I'm talking about. He's literally the only other person in here that said that.
Now that I have a girlfriend, this is something that you would speak to your partner about, so I'm glad I am.
Message. Oh, my God. I've literally been thinking for the past week. I've been going mad. There's something about that girl that just doesn't sit right with me, and I can't put my finger on it. I've tried to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Oh. It's very interesting that Manrika... Oh, I've got goosebumps. That Manrika can be honest with me here because she trusts me.
Message. It's so nice to finally have someone here that sees her for what she is, and it's a bonus you're not bad on the eye either. You're stuck with me now, so I've got your back 100%. Love heart emoji, send.
So it seems like Manrika's developing feelings for Felix, who is Natalia. Alex, what do you think of this? Is it possible to actually fall in love with somebody you meet online?
Oh my God, yes.
Really?
Oh my God, yes. 100%, 1,000,000%. It's so easy. And like, there's this very, very, very famous thing called the online romance scam. In the UK alone, it's taken something like, I don't know, $2 million from people. And this is people on the other side of the internet who are just feeding, you know, they're feeding classic lines. Things like, I feel like I can really trust you, or I'm going to tell you something that, you know, makes me feel a little bit vulnerable so that you start to trust me and you start to tell me these other things. It's so easy to get people to fall in love with you online. Mm. It's so easy.
But do you know why that might be as well? It's because people can actually be their real true self online because you're not scared of the judgment. So like, you can actually be 100%, even if you're not using the same right name or something, you can be you, as in like your inner you, without anyone judging you or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's so, and actually there's a lot of research about that. So you can be your true self online, right? And that may feel amazing. And it does. You're right. We're sort of unhindered in that space. But because you feel like you're being your true self online, you believe that other people are being their true selves online. And that may not be the case. You're much, much, much more quick to believe, to trust, and to think that somebody is being open and honest when in fact they might not be.
That's so true, because in the circle, people who are catfishes were much more aware that there were going to be other catfishes in the show than the people that were being real.
Really, what you need to do, if you want like a list of things to do, is you basically have to make it seem like you are being vulnerable. Because if you tell somebody, oh my God, I've never told anybody else this, I'm so glad I found somebody that I can tell this to, then they're like, oh, thank goodness they're being really honest. And then I can share that with them. And the more vulnerable you make yourself, the more you are likely to just fall in love with somebody. And then as soon as you find out that somebody has completely reeled you in, you're either going to like hate yourself or you're going to hate the other person. There's nothing in between. You're not going to rationalize and be like, yeah, you know, we were playing a game.
Like, in that vein, Pete and Sam, is there any lines that shouldn't be crossed when you're trying to win £100,000?
At the end of the day, it's a game. Everyone's entered this thing knowing that it's a game. So it's different to real life, isn't it? In a way that it's kind of circle life. So if you're going into something that you know is a game, if you want to win, fucking play the game. It's as simple as that. If you're doing that in real life, then you're a bit of a wanker, aren't you? But if you're doing it specifically to play a game that people have entered to play, do what you fucking want.
What about you, Sam?
Look, mate, I'm going to be honest with you. As I said before, me and Pete, we like to win. So I would say there aren't really any boundaries. Like, why are you doing it if you know it's about catfish as well? Like, there are catfish there as well as people being themselves. So it's a popularity contest. Yeah. And if you feel like you can win the awards a better way than being yourself, and so be it. They're the rules, mate.
But people also forget, right? Because people will convince themselves otherwise. And that's something that, like, you know, that's the thing that's thrown in the middle of this is, yeah, absolutely. You all sign up and you're like, this is a game. But, you know, online, offline, everybody knows people are playing a game, right? Everybody knows people are playing a game, but you forget because you want to believe.
I think if you forget when you are in real life and you're not part of the circle, then so be it. If you forget when you're in the circle living in a house in Salford, then unfortunately it's your fault if you're that stupid. And as you can tell after this podcast, this is exactly why we chose to be Rachel Riley, because we're a pair of dickheads.
Have you ever met Rachel Riley in person?
No, never.
And I can't imagine she's ever going to want me this.
One last question I've got. So both of you have huge online followings, right? Do you feel that you portray the truest version of yourself on your Instagrams?
I'd say Pete is a beautiful human being. Like, and when he puts things up on the gram, you know, he is who he is. That is Pete. He looks miserable. He looks sullen, but he's a beautiful chap. I also don't think you really should put your whole self on the gram and stuff like that. I think some of it should be for yourself. I don't necessarily agree with putting everything out there. Some things are meant to stay personal.
Yeah, I agree with Sam. I think between the both of us, for different reasons, we put up a version of ourselves that we're happy for people to see. But and everything that Sam does on his Instagram with the pranks and all that sort of stuff, he's just like that. In fact, he's probably toned it down for Instagram because he's even more fucking annoying in real life. Whereas,
it's just you can't show Pete punching you in the face on Instagram, can you?
Whereas I'm not as interactive as Sam is with Instagram and all that sort of stuff, and that's why his Instagram's a lot more interesting to follow than mine, because mine is generally just a selfie of me moaning about something.
It's normally about the traffic. It's normally him in the car going, another day, another car journey, but it still gets about 30,000 likes and 500 comments.
Do you guys think, like, even though you keep a little bit of yourselves back, do you imagine that the people that you follow are being themselves totally and
no
completely?
Of course they're not. Most of them aren't, to be honest, dude. That's the point as well. That's why I don't think, that's why we're probably like a bit cutthroat about this. There are so many catfish now and so many people pretending to be people they're not, that it's kind of, it's just, it's now unfortunately become the norm, which is actually why I think The Circle is such a great show, because it's showing very current true. times.
Actually, I think it's a shame that actually we live in kind of a world now where there are so many people whose online presence is more important to them than their actual presence. I couldn't really give a monkey's what Donna in Doncaster thinks of me, whether she thinks I'm a wanker or not. But I care what my friends think of me and my family and people who know me think. And I think that's why we tend to keep some stuff off of social media, just because the real people that know you, they're the people whose opinions matter, and the people that you love and care about, their opinions matter. Everyone else and the thousands or millions of people that follow you, it's nice if they like you, but if they don't, fuck them.
Fair play. That's great advice, Pete. Thank you so much for joining us today. That's all we've got time for. It's been awesome.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for joining me today on Dishonest Fun, the official Circle podcast. To keep updated with us, as new episodes drop, make sure you subscribe and let us know if you're enjoying it by leaving us a review. It really helps other people find us. Of course, the rest of The Circle is going out on Channel 4 all this week. And the next time I see you, we'll be exploring trust, or lack of it. Thanks, guys. See you soon.